The area of Springfield, now covered by a gunshot detection system called ShotSpotter, has been roughly doubled to 6 square miles. Springfield Police Commissioner William Fitchett described the technology as a force multiplier that is helping law enforcement, hampered by budget cuts, cope with an issue currently at the center of national debate.
We all know that guns and gun violence are the electrifying issue in our society today. There's no question about it. We have to find a way to make it also a unifying issue in our country, and that remains to be seen.
ShotSpotter uses acoustic sensors to pinpoint the location of gunfire and transmit the information within seconds to police dispatchers and to laptop computers in police cruisers. A map on the computer screen shows where the gun was fired, and there's a recording of the shots. This is a ShotSpotter recording of an incident in Springfield on January 27th that police say led to an arrest. Police say data analysis reveals that most of the gunshots detected by the technology, an average of 2,000 a year since 2008, were not reported by a call to 911. When police were called, it was typically 5 minutes or more after the shots were fired. Springfield Police Detective Sean Sullivan, who has analyzed the ShotSpotter data, says 14 arrests per year since 2008 can be directly attributed to the system, with an equal number of gun seizures. He said the mere existence of the shot detection system is also acting as a deterrent.
You go to court, people are getting found guilty, they're going to jail, they're talking about it, and it's definitely being spread because we do see a reduction in shots fired in areas where it's been deployed.
About 100 cities and counties use the ShotSpotter system, according to the company, including Troy and Yonkers in New York. The expansion in Springfield was paid for by the New North Citizens Council as part of an ongoing safe neighborhood initiative in Springfield's North End. Jose Claudio, the organization's director of community development, said $120,000 was raised from neighborhood businesses and apartment building property managers, including the Springfield Housing Authority.
They all came in and donated some money, which I thought it was excellent for the business community to put together because of the effort that we've had done to knock down the crime in the neighborhood.
That effort to combat crime in the North End began 3 years ago as a partnership involving the Springfield Police, State Police, the Hamden District Attorney, business owners, and residents. Part of the initiative involves the use of military counterinsurgency tactics to combat gangs. Ted Kupak, who has lived in the neighborhood for more than 30 years, says there has been a dramatic improvement since the initiative began.
The drug trade here was really organized. They had their own leaders. They had the young guys working for them. But they took over territories. And they were actually traveling around here with guns. And they weren't afraid about it. We had a lot of shootings, and I think what was happening to the North End at the time was people were scared.
Authorities say a shortage of officers and troopers because of budget cuts in recent years has prevented the anti-crime model from expanding to other high-crime areas. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.